you know, your 20s. If people are about to start having serious wahala in your life, you know, it's not a bad course or anything like that. It's just the time. 20s, maybe 30s. When you turn 40, things will calm down a little bit. If you have made the right choices in your youth, you know. Like now, I mean, I've problem every day. Every day there's new problem. Are we together? No. But it's not showing on my face, but I'm serious. I have serious problems every day. You know, problem of not problem of myself, but problem of other people. I'm always thinking about other people. You know, there's one guy now that is annoying me. He is giving me serious problem. You know, serious annoyance. But you know, did you reach him? Who did I say, Sherish? Yeah. Okay. You know, there are people that are giving me serious problem. You know, there are people that are giving me problem that the problem just hasn't shown yet, but I can tell when the problem will show. You know. I mean, there are a couple of people that I'm like, this guy, at this year rate, you're not going to excel. You know. Hallelujah. You know, there's also family problem. Are we together? You know, Nigeria doesn't care about your feelings. All right? From yesterday to today now, the amount of money that has left my account, you know, you know, baby food. You know, hallelujah. You know, there's one meeting I was already thinking, I'm going to buy brand new shirt for that meeting. You know, my money has gone to diaper. I mean, together, you know, diaper, baby food, you know, credit. Are we together? By the way, where's that lady that's gift? Has she come to meet you? ABBA Collections. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has she come to meet you? Okay. I sent me the bill now. Okay. You see, another bill has entered. Hallelujah. You know, especially as a guy, you know, because if you don't know how to handle it, you know, when your mom starts telling you that you are doing something in the village, you know, we need you to contribute, you know, that thing will really run you mad. Are we together? Are we together? It might seem trivial, but I know what I'm saying. That thing will run you mad. You can, your mind can explode. You know, especially if you not have the unfortunate, you know, some people are fortunate. Me, I'm fortunate. My parents have, they reason well. Some people are unfortunate. Their parents don't reason well. You know, even though you sent $2 million last month, they can come and meet you and say, I've never done anything for me in my life. You know, and they'll report you to maybe your pastor or something. You know, so there's a problem in your 20s, that kind of problem, and that's why you shouldn't compound things. You know, problem is coming. Don't add pregnancy. You know, don't add that one. Are we together? Are we together? Huh? Don't add. Don't make foolish mistakes, because you just add, you know, on top, you know. Looking for a house in this Lagos now is enough problem, you know. I remember I moved in. I didn't know. I was just, you know, it's not. It's after you experience it, you then become experienced. Now I can advise people, you know. I just moved into their house. They found out there's outstanding NEPA bill of 150K or something, you know. And they came to cut the light. Said, you are owing 150. I said, I just moved into this house, you know. And I had to start negotiating. You now do part payment, be paying small, small. You get. Are we together? Now, that thing is very frustrating. You get. You don't want to be in that situation. And then you have, you know, unfortunate, unnecessary things that you could have avoided. So, mastery over your emotions is important. Everybody say, I will master my emotions. Yeah. You need to master your emotions. You know? Especially because, let me leave down. So, let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. And I'm trying to train you guys to be adults. If I have my way, I'm thinking that we'll transform this into like a 6 months course. Not for you guys though, but for other people that would come after you. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians 13, verse, let me look for a good, translation. Let's just read NKJV. From verse, what is it? I just saw this thing now. Okay, 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Hallelujah. So what are the childish things that Paul put away? Yeah, speaking like a child, understanding like a child, thinking like a child. Hallelujah. So, when we talk about, I see a code. I see a code. Sit. So when Paul was describing how he was as a child, he described it not based on physical attributes. Are we together? Are we together? Not based on physical attributes. But based on three things. What are the three things? And thinking, right? So speaking, understanding, and thinking. Hallelujah. So Paul here is saying that childhood and adulthood are not defined by physical attributes, in the sense that if you want to know who is a child versus who is an adult, we will not look at the physical puberty. Are we together? Huh? If it's a guy, we'll not look at the physical attribute. If it's a lady, we'll not look at, you know, the physical attribute. I mean, you can. I mean, you know. It's not like you're saying a bad thing. But for the purposes of this teaching, you know, that's not what we are talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I've noticed that most people don't grow beyond their self in secondary school. You know, that secondary school person is usually the person that remains. It's just that you become an older secondary school person, you know. So what most people talk about maturity is not really maturity in the sense of development. It's more or less just growing. It's more or less just growing, but still staying the same. What I mean by that is that the physical person is growing and is evolving. But in the mind, in the talking, is still like your child. Hallelujah. So, we need to understand, how then should an adult think, reason, or understand? And where's Mr. Remo? Step out. And how then should an adult speak? Hallelujah. You know? If you can evolve on those three things, you will be treated like an adult. Amen. Irrespective of your age and irrespective of your stature, you know, if you can evolve on those three things, you'll be treated like an adult. So, whenever, even though you might have a desire, you know, every one of us has a desire, even from as small as two. You know, you won't start, after a while, you start saying, let me bath myself. You know, everybody wants to be independent. But whenever, as you grow, there's usually disappointment with the world because people always want to be in a haste. Anointing, are you with us? Because people always want to be in a haste. You know, people always want to say, treat me like an adult. But you see, that demand will not be respected. Are we together? You know, nobody will respect that demand. You don't in life, you don't demand respect. You earn respect. Are we together? Meaning people look at you and then they respond to you based on what they are getting from you. Are we together? All right. So you can't say treat me like an adult. It's very, that itself is the problem. It's like a man saying, I'm the head of this home. You know, the moment a man says, I'm the head of this home, people should respect me, the thing has finished. Are we together? You know? Maybe if Chinedu and Chisom are arguing now, the moment Chinedu says, I'm your older brother, you should listen to me, the thing has finished. You get it? It's actually not, it's the elder brother by age, but the real elder brother is Chisom. Are we together? By the way, are you guys praying? You know, I said you guys should be praying. Are you guys praying? No. Okay. You see? Anyway, so are you guys not praying? Is weird. It's weird. It's like, it's not weird. But you've just not taken it seriously. Okay. Please, from today, please make it serious. Who did I tell? Was it? Yeah, I told. Okay. Please, I'm saying it now in front of the whole church. You know, today, make it serious. I want every brother and sister. Let me start with the two of you, because that's the specific thing. Please be praying. Take, even if it's 30 minutes, be praying. So the moment you begin to say, you people treat me like this, do me like this, that's a sign that the thing is not working well. Hallelujah. So how then can you think like an adult? You know, how then can you understand or reason like an adult? And how can you talk like an adult? Now, before I go into specific things, I want to say something. I want to say that you can change yourself. Huh? Meaning that as a human being, you can, I know today now, you see the way Deji is dressing now, you know. Deji, stand up, let's admire your dressing. Stand up now, let's use it and talk about the glory of God, you know. You know, you see the way Deji dressing, face them now, face them. You wear it now, so don't be shy, you know. You know, Deji looks handsome, Abby. He looks like a fine guy, you know. Now, this look that Deji has, your perception of him as a fine guy is a purposeful, until Deji changed his dressing. You did not have that perception, Abby. Before it was, we are loving you with the love of God, you know. So, if Deji was wearing slippers that was cut, you know, you don't have that perception of him. So, my point is that his direct decision to dress in a particular way has altered, you can go and sit down, has altered how you see him. Are we together? Meaning that your perception of him is directly linked to something that he decided to do. Amen. Are we together? I know. We'll say some things there. You know, your perception of him is directly linked to something that he decided to do. It's not linked to... That perception didn't just come by chance. You know? Amen. You know, I learned something recently that, you know, because I've experienced it in my life, that anybody that is complaining, you know, for instance, you have a popular complaint amongst young people that, oh, nobody wants to be my friend, you know. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Or, oh, I'm not a popular person. Then you're admiring those that are popular in your class or in your school or those kind of things. You know that that's how a child thinks. Right? Because actually, you know, I know we have this perception of popular people that, oh, they're popular because they're bad people. You know, that, oh, everybody likes them because they're doing bad things, you know. but you know something about life? Eh? It's usually good people that are popular. Huh? Are we together? What did I say? Yeah, it's good people that are popular. If you now stand up in your class now and say, okay, you know what, in this class, I understand maths. Eh? And what I'm going to do to help all of you people in this class is that I'll teach all of you maths. You know, you'll be the most popular person in that class. Abina? Huh? Because I've just noticed that usually, wherever I go to, I'm usually popular, even though I don't talk. You know, I don't like talking. I'm very reserved. So I'm always very popular. Why is it happening? It's happening because of certain decisions that I make. Amen. Huh? Whenever I'm around your life, you feel the impact, even though I might not even talk to you, Seth, but... If I'm in a place, people will just feel the impact. So, in that sense now, right, the way a child would think is that, oh, I need to, you know, you'd be thinking, oh, it's because I'm not wearing fine clothes, and that's why nobody is my friend. You know, if you don't have a friend, most likely you have a problem. Because you're not that evil that you can't have one friend. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you say now that you want everybody in this church to be your friend, if you make certain decisions and you put yourself in a particular way, everybody in this church will be your friend. Huh? Amen. So it's a really important thing to understand. So I'll just be talking about certain elements in terms of, and I want to start first with thinking, because that is, time has gone already, but I want to start first with thinking because that is very important. Then I'll end with speaking. Hallelujah. Then I'll end with speaking. Speaking is very important, you know. You must learn how to talk. Don't talk freestyle. You see, talking is a skill. Amen. Huh? Talking is a skill. Especially when you're talking to people that are above you. You know, it's a skill. I tell you the truth, it is a skill. It is not... Everybody learns it. And the good thing about a Christian is that a Christian has the Holy Spirit. So if you just allow the Holy Spirit guide your tongue, you would be a good talker. And also if you learn how to talk from people that can talk, which you have many of those people in church, and also from the Bible teaches you how to talk. If you can practicalize it. And the Bible gives you principles on how to talk. For instance, the Bible says that you should listen more than you talk. Are we together? All right. So, if you can just learn those things, you'll be a master. You know, people will gravitate towards you. People will grant you favor. You know, people will like you. You will get promotions more. You would be blessed more. But it will be easier for you when we deal with how you think. Hallelujah. Now, I want to say one of the first things about how to think like an adult. I want you to listen to me because, you know, what I will say, don't assume that I will say what you think I will say. You know, don't assume. I'll be saying things that are crazy, you know, because I'm not just telling you how to think like an adult. I'm telling you how to think like a God-made adult. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. So I'll be telling you things, you know. I'll talk about responsibility later, but one of the very first things, I'll talk about it now. After I talk about it now, I most likely won't finish. Then we'll continue next week. Now, one of the very... You see, if you're going to be... You see, this world there is competitive. Everybody say this world is competitive. Yes, this world is competitive. Huh? Are we together? This world is competitive. Now, being a Christian doesn't mean that you are not competing. It just means that you are competing with a different person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. You know? Part of the problem of life is that people mix up who they are competing with. You get? So... For instance, now if as jump result has come out now, there are people that got 270 something, there are people that got 150, you know. You'd be feeling bad because, you know, your friend got, you know. But you're not competing with your friend. Are we together? Are we together? You're not competing with your friend. So people usually mix up who they're competing with. Now, you have serious competition. Huh? It's just that the competition is not your friend. The competition is first an idea. Are you guys hearing me? I need you to understand what I'm saying. The competition is first an idea, that people go for the best. And so... If you want value, you need to be the best. Are we together? So you're first competing. It's almost like you're competing with yourself, or you're competing with the air. In the sense that you understand the importance of being the best. Amen. Do you know that if there are two fashion designers in this church, of which there are, not all fashion designers are going to be patronized at the same level? People won't say that, okay, let's spread it out. You know. Are we together? Huh? People will say, if I give in, I'll get too much business. Let's stop. You know, it's enough. Amen. What will people do? People will go for who will give them clothes that make sense. And if you think that you can emotionally manipulate people to say, my people are not supporting me, you'll be shocked though. Are we together? If you think that you say you want to do bakery and you bake cake and the cake is not sweet, and then what? It's just that people don't have liver. Me, if I'm your pastor, I have a duty to tell you the truth. So I have to look at you in the face and say, actually, this baking thing, go and learn product design, you know. But most people will not have the liver. Most people will just, you know, when you are setting up shop outside there, most people, you just say, come and buy now. Most people just say, I'm coming. You know, I forgot my ATM. That's what people will say. Hallelujah. Now, it's not like I said, people usually misplace it. What people will now say that, oh, maybe it's two bakeries. You set, you know, the thing. You know, all the women that are making money from selling food, they're always being accused that they're putting jazz in the food. That's the next thing that will happen. People will start accusing the successful people. But you see, it's not necessarily you're competing with that person, but you don't need to. It's first an idea. It's not a personal thing. It's just that for me to attract value, I need to be better, or I need to be the best. Are we together? Are we together? I'm going somewhere. So, in order for me to attract value, I need to be what? So, it's not a personal thing. I'm not looking at anybody. It's just that idea is in the air. Even God himself subscribes to that idea. God gives from unfruitful people. He takes and gives productive people. Again, God takes calling. Most people don't do only their calling. Most people do their calling plus the one that people have dropped. I believe that's the reason why work of God is so crazy. It will be like you want to die, because you are doing work that is your own. You're also doing work that other people have said they are not doing. Hallelujah. So you need to have this spirit of competition. Now understand what I mean by competition. I'm not talking about you looking at the shoe your friend is wearing. You know? This church now, we have serious competition. You know, that's why we're fasting. See, in fact, heavy, you know, I'll teach about, you know, when we start teaching about the anointing, I'll talk about it. Serious competition. If you know, see, there is, as I am like this, there are at least two or three witches on my case. Are we together? Serious competition, like people that have real people, I don't mean spirits, real people.
They know me. They know my name. You know? You understand? At night, they are doing ayaju, ayaju. You know? Serious. Like, you know? Because that's the competition of the anointing. The only way to fight, you can't fight the anointing with physical. When God does something, when God is doing something, the way to fight it is witchcraft, is spirit versus spirit. You get, you don't do it. Okay, so Nigerian government is not our problem. You understand my point? You know. So if you're doing this thing now and you're not aware of what the people that are opposing you are doing, you know. That's why it's very sad when Christians treat church like, you know, you're just, you know. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about first the mindset that for me to attract value, I need to be, it's just in the air. Don't argue with it. It's just in the air. And so you need to be a killer. Huh? What did I say? You need to be a killer. You get what I mean is, you know that song, I'll Take It by the Boson. You know, you need to have that kind of attitude, you know. You need to know when to be heartless and ruthless. You know, some of you will see people doing something, you start pitying, you know. You need to, it's serious business. Life is serious business, you know. And so when you see opportunity like this, you need to have eye. You get, you know. It's the same thing that happens when some men will lose their wife. You know, maybe you'll be first to